We're in the congressional corner with Elliot Engel of New York's 16th District. He's been in office since 1989. Now, Elliot, 1989 seems like nothing to me. It sounds like yesterday, but that's a long time. That's 30 years, right?
It's 30 years, and it is a long time, and I'm proud of it because it means the people have still voting for me 30 years later, and that's a great feather in my cap as far as I'm concerned. But even more so, I'm grateful to the voters of my district for watching me and approving of the work that I've done. So, in a way, I'm more energized than ever because, you know, I've lived in this district since I was 12 years old, and for the first 12 years of my life, I lived in an adjoining district. So I know the communities I serve, and it's a great honor to serve them. So,
and it's a great honor.
I'm really happy.
It's a great honor for us to have you here with us today.
You're
the ranking member of the Committee on Foreign Affairs. You know, where I come from, having taught Congress for years, that makes you the top foreign policy guy in the Congress. And, you know, so I think I'd like to go there first and say to you, hey, there's a lot going on in this world, but with China and Russia and Trump, what do you make of all of that?
Well, of course, there's always a pulling and a tugging between the president and the Congress in terms of who should do what. And we believe that the Congress has a very important role to play with foreign policy. You know, we know that if there's a war, the president is supposed to ask Congress to declare war, but that has not been the case. And the executive branch has tried to run roughshod over the legislative branch. So I think that it's really important that the legislative branch and that the House Foreign Affairs Committee continue to be outspoken. We pride ourselves in being the most bipartisan committee in the Congress because I believe strongly, and the current chairman, Ed Royce of California, the Republican chairman, we both believe in the fact that partisan politics should stop at the water's edge when we're talking about foreign policy. And so that's the way we've conducted it. Now, if the Democrats get a majority in the House, which looks very good according to the polls, but this November, I would be the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And I don't know if there's ever been a chairman of the committee who has been on the committee as long as I have, perhaps Ben Gilman, who also came from the New York area. But it's quite an honor for me to be considered. And, of course, being the ranking Democrat, I'm also responsible to bring our entire caucus up to snuff with what's going on, and people are always asking my opinions and what do I think, how do I analyze it. My staff does a lot of analysis for all the members of Congress. So I'm really just, I've always loved foreign policy. I've always liked it. I always felt energized about it, and I have strong feelings about it. I happen to think that President Trump is making a shambles of foreign policy. You never know where he's going to be. I call it fly by the seat of your pants diplomacy. You know, one day he's here, the next day he's there. And I think that's inconsistent. You know, one day he's calling Kim Jong-un a little rocket man, and the next day he's telling us what a great person Kim Jong-un is. It's extremes. It sends all kinds of questions and inconsistencies in our foreign policy. So I hope to be a strong, effective voice in the United States for a strong foreign policy and for the fact that Congress plans to play a very major role in this.
Elliot Engel, we know that the president has turned on our traditional democratic allies in the European Union. That's got to be very disturbing to you.
It's very disturbing. When he first became president, he talked about NATO being obsolete. I think that was the word he used. He's turned on the European Union. He just the other week said really nasty things about Trudeau, the leader of Canada. These alliances, whether it's NATO or the EU or just individual alliances, have been the bedrock of United States policy during the Cold War and beyond, both Democratic and Republican presidents. It's really, really important to keep these alliances. The alliances were effective in keeping what was then the Soviet Union at bay, and now it's Russia. Same people, just different name of the same country. With Putin, making threats, invading Crimea, invading Ukraine, and doing all kinds of things, trying to break up the ally. It's very perplexing that the President of the United States' reaction to that is to tell us how great a man Putin is and how he'd like to be friends with Putin and how every move the President makes goes towards undermining those of us who say, you know, Putin interfered in the American presidential election. I don't care who he interfered for. If he had interfered for Hillary Clinton, I would be just as outraged. I don't want the Russians or any other country to interfere in American elections. But that seems to be perfectly okay for President Trump.
It could be even more insidious than that. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, I admire a guy, I looked into his eyes, or whatever you say. But now there are all of these indications that there may be some Trump-like commerce involved in all of this.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. That's why I support the Mueller investigation. And I think whatever, you know, let the chips fall where they may. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. And if there's something there, that the American people have to know about it. And it certainly makes you suspicious as to why the president doesn't want to go after Putin for all these transgressions. It really makes you wonder. And we keep hearing now of business deals and secret things. The president has not released his taxes. A lot of people think it's because his taxes will show that there are so many connections to Russia, Russian businesses, Russian oligarchs, that he doesn't want that out. We don't know that for a fact, but it certainly seems plausible. So I just don't understand it, and I frankly don't understand why some people are complacent about it, because I'm not. I think it needs full investigation. And, again, let the chips fall where they may. If there's a problem and no one's done anything wrong, good. And if there is a problem and there has been wrongdoing on the part of Trump or his officials, then we want to know about it. And so trying to throw roadblocks in front of Mueller is certainly not the way to go to preserve a strong and vibrant democracy.
So we only have about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you, Congressman Elliot Engel, I wanted to ask you about China. The president seems to play a very inconsistent hand with China.
Thank you. You're very observant, and you're very right as far as I'm concerned. It's like with Kim Jong-un, little rocket man, and then great man. Same thing with China. On the one hand, he's talking against China. On the other hand, we need China in order to try to make some kind of a deal with North Korea. We're hitting China with trade, and if you don't get Chinese cooperation, it's going to be very hard to get a deal. So there's inconsistencies. You know, he wakes up one morning and he decides something and he tweets it out. And if I was a staffer working for him, I would die 1,000 deaths every morning, because I'm sure that they have stuff that they're just aghast at what he's saying. And he's told them something the night before. They come to agreement on a plan, and then he the following morning throws it all away. It's just awful, and it's inconsistent. You know, you have the President of the United States. There's classified briefings prepared for him. I get classified briefings, but obviously it's not as what the President of the United States gets. And you read those classified briefings because they tell you things that help you understand foreign policy better. He doesn't read them. He rejects them. He's trying to cut back on the effectiveness of the State Department, trying to slash their funds by a third, trying to get rid of USAID. One day it's one thing, the next day it's something totally different. There's no consistency, and that's not the way to, you know, handle foreign policy. And make it even worse, as far as I'm concerned, he takes American agencies, you know, like the Justice Department or the CIA or the FBI, and trashes them. To me, these people are career employees. They're an important part of our democracy. They work hard. They try to do the best job that they can. And then you have the President of the United States, you know, talking them down and trash talking them. It's just unheard of in American history.
And we'll leave it right there for this time, Elliot Engel. Congressman, we love having you on. Congratulations on your high post on foreign affairs. We very much appreciate your giving us these insights. When we come back again, we'll talk about a little bit more here. And I'm very proud, I must say, of your being a Hunter College graduate. That's wonderful. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.